Sis.
Let's talk.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Sis, Let's Talk.
Hello, hello. Welcome back.
Yes, y'all. We're back on track. We're going to drop it every 2 weeks.
Yes.
I'm
yes,
still
ma'am.
Trying to work on Courtney, like y'all requested on this once a week, but we'll see how that goes.
Oh, Lord. We're
going
to
see.
We're going to have to see about that.
This is episode 9.
Episode y'all. 9. First of all, Happy New Year.
It is Happy New Year.
It is.
It's 2019.
It is 2019.
1-9.
Are you alpha? You just took me back to the union at FSU right now. I said a 1-1-1-1.
2019, y'all. Can y'all believe it? Like, I graduated high school in 2007.
Yeah.
I feel very old.
Do you? I went to my 10-year class reunion last year, so, yeah.
It's happening.
Things are getting pretty real.
We're about to be in 2020. I mean, it's a rush job, but 2020 is coming.
Yeah. Let's stick in 2019 for now, sis.
But I can't help but to think about where we going.
Right.
But out with the old.
And with the new.
How about you?
Are we rhyming right now?
I'm trying. You guys, we're so excited to bring you this episode. This is the last episode of the season.
Yes,
we
is.
Made it. So excited. You guys' support has been overwhelming and humbling at the same time. I don't know. If we could have kept going, right, that we're going, mm-hmm. If you guys didn't support us and hit us up in our DM, like, where the episode at?
Right. That was so, like, amazing. Like, it was like, wow, we tripping. We need to get back on it. But then it was also amazing to know that people were, like, looking forward to it. Like, it's been 2 weeks.
Like, what's
where's
up?
The episode? So it was like, wow, people are really rocking with us. And that's awesome. So thank y'all so much. This year has been, or 2018 has been just a year, a great year. But a year nonetheless. And so we're going to do a little recap of 2018.
Yeah.
Personally, professionally, podcast-wise, just kind of go over some highs and some lows maybe of the year and then what we can look forward to in 2019.
Absolutely.
So, what's up? How was your 2018, sis? Tell us the high points.
High points of 2018. Well, I'm still here. I'm in good health.
Absolutely.
My family, yeah, my kids are good. Carl is good. I got engaged in 2018.
I was like, do I need to say it?
That's a big one. I got engaged, which was changed the entire trajectory of my life. I mean,
yes.
We practically married anyway, but officially.
Domestic partners.
Right. You better know it. Yeah, this year has been good. I've watched my mom really take off in her own personal goals and growth in her career, and I'm so proud of her, y'all. My mom is so fearful and just like branching out on
she
things.
Is like the true definition of a Renaissance woman,
literally,
for sure.
And I'm the one, I mean, baby, if you can do it, I'm gonna push you to do it. So for me to really see her take the initiative and make things happen, that was rewarding for me in 2018. Just watch my mommy blossom.
Hey, mom. Hey, Momo.
Highs, engagement, Carly, Yaya. So Yaya is definitely hitting the puberty stage. It's so funny. My sister Sam, she loves Yaya. Their birthday is only 2 days apart, and she had hit me up the other day, and she was like, yo, like, I was just looking at pictures of Yaya from last year to this year. And she was
so
like,
much.
You can just see maturity in her face. And, you know, I have to catch myself sometime. Like, I'm one of those parents where, and this is a parenting episode, but I can get a little bit into it. I'm one of those parents where I kind of feel like you have to parent your kid where they are. So how I used to talk to Desaya, how I used to reprimand her or scold her, I have to be mindful of that now because she's coming into her own now. Does she run my household? Absolutely not. But I don't have to be so nitpicky or I don't have to be so impatient with her. I caught myself yesterday, actually. We went to the mall and she had did something. And it really wasn't even that big of a deal. And I felt bad. Carly was acting a mess, so my nerves are already on edge. And Desaya, I think she left something in the house, but we hadn't even left the house yet, so it wasn't that big of a deal. But I was like, Desaya, go get it. And
instantly.
She checked me. She was like, Mom, it's okay. I'm going to go get it. And I was like, damn. Like, I really was tripping. But it's just, now I'm going to make conscious effort to treat her where she is. You know what I mean? I can talk. If I want her to respect me, I have to give her respect. You never think of that. Like, I'm sure, I know I don't think with Carly, I'm sure you don't with Sanaa. Like, I have to talk to her respectfully. You know what I mean? It's like, no, put that down. But now Yaya's at the age where I don't have to say it like that. I can just say to Sanaa, that wasn't a good decision.
Because, you know, as they get older, they get to that stage where you always want to be their parent and not their friend, of course. But when that you when she's getting to the age where you have to have a relationship with her, that's more than just you're my mom.
Right.
And it's like, it hate not to bring it into business, but we say all the time, like, you have to meet the customer where their needs are. Because not everybody is going to respond to things the same. And, like, if you know you have a child that is this way, then you just, you know. I think that's a good thing that you recognize that and correct, well... She corrected you.
But. She did correct me, but that was a high for me. I mean, that happened in 2019, but it started happening for me, changing my tone, my approach, my reactions to her in 2018, because it was just like, okay, she's becoming a little woman.
You're forgetting two important things for 2018.
2018, dang, sis, important things. Started, sis, let's talk.
Nope.
Ooh.
That's professionally.
That's professionally. Oh, it is. What, friend?
You started your blog.
I did start. That's professionally.
That's personal. This Let's Talk is a business for
us. I did start my blog, you guys. Courtney definitely helped me and facilitated that. Courtney, Lacey, everybody that's within my circle was like, you should do it. I don't know why I was so scared.
I have no clue.
I started it because... Of course, we started Sis Let's Talk, but I didn't want to brand myself as Jasmine Nicole, the hairstylist. I feel like there's so much more to me than that. And I don't know, I mean, some of y'all may pay attention and some of y'all don't. But if you look at my hair page now, I hardly post any personal on there anymore. It's all solely hair. Because things, people crazy. I'm not Kim Kardashian, baby. I have time. You say some slick shit up under my page, I'm going to reply. Like, I had somebody comment and say, dang, you having another kid out of wedlock? And it's just like, okay. So
what?
Yeah. So we just have to really separate the two. Yeah. Yeah. So business be one thing, you know, and all the Asian vendors in my DM. Hi, friend. You know. Hi, friend. Hi. And so, yeah, just starting my personal blog. And it's so crazy because everybody, Courtney, my mom, they were like, Jasmine, do it. Like, it's true to you. Like, literally everything that I put on my blog is stuff that I already do and have been doing, you know? So it's not, it's easy for me. So it's not like I'm trying to create. Yeah, it's not a force thing at all. So it's a lot of fun. Carl's finally on board of trying to help me with it. Desiah's been taking pictures for me. I am so excited to see what can happen. I got my first coin. Courtney put me on. I got my first little check.
Girl, you do not have to keep giving me credit. You did that. That was all your elbow grease, sis. That was all you.
Nah, I give credit where credit is due. I literally had no idea. I took, my friend Lacey has a, she did a coaching session. I paid for, she was mad at me because I just went ahead and booked it before I even said something to her. I guess she looked at her schedule and was like, Jasmine. And I'm like, yep, 7 o'clock. And so I took a coaching session. My mom made my site and stuff. She does all of my website and marketing on that end. And then Courtney literally helped me get you a friend that'll help you. Because she helped me. She was like, look, these are the sites you need to be on. These are the apps you need to be on. This is how you monetize. And I was just like, okay. And held me accountable. Like, sis, what? I already signed up. Every morning I wake up to an email from Courtney. Did you look at this one? Did you look at this? I'm like, damn. But, you know, accountability partners are in friendship as well. And it's in all aspects. It's not just with weight loss or nothing like that. It's in business. It's in everything. And, you know, go back to the tribe is a vibe, baby. Get you a friend that's going to hold you accountable.
Get you a Courtney.
Get you a Courtney.
Okay, one last thing else that kind of tied into your blog is like your like home improvements and stuff.
I have been doing home improvements. Come on, friend. You got me listed. You got my list out. So again, and it's so funny because I post a lot about it on my blog, but it's something I've been doing. When we bought our home, we bought, it's not necessarily a fixer. It's newer than a fixer upper, but it was definitely dated early 2000s. And, you know, one probably wouldn't have bought that house for that reason because they would see too much work to have to be done. But I saw it as a shell of beauty. I love the floor plan. I don't have to do anything constructurally. It's just all aesthetic.
And a good foundation.
Yeah, and the floor plan is open and wide. It just needed a little paint. A couple
you
little
it up, girl.
Improvements. And I got me Luisito. Found them at
Florin Decor. I'm so sick of you every episode.
Florin Decor. Everybody ask, listen, have an eye first, right? Go to the Home Depot or something. They standing out there, y'all.
They are.
And get one and have them come do the work.
Yep.
And so I've done, so far we've done my bathroom, my guest bathroom, my master, we're almost done. He's actually coming in 2 weeks to do my tile up in my bath, my master. Kitchen has been done.
Fireplace.
I've done my dining room when we first moved in. Mm-hmm. The light, the wall, and all of that. Courtney loves that room. Painted my bedroom. Just everything. Like, literally every room has almost been touched. And yeah. This spring, I'm going to work on my patio area, which is the reason why I bought the house. So, I'm excited. Dang, Fran, I didn't even realize there was some highs in 2018. What about yours? What's your highs? Personally.
My year was not as exciting as Jasmine's, I will tell you that.
She made that exciting, y'all.
But I've had a good year. I think the biggest thing for me in 2018, the highest high of my year, has really just been me, like, tapping into, like, my entrepreneurial side. Because forever, I've been, like, a corporate girl. Like, mm-hmm. I go to work, I come home, I have my benefits. I don't have to worry about the highs and lows of running your own business. And that's just kind of been my thing. And I think that I have so many talents and so many things that I love that I have not really tapped into. Really out of fear of, like, you know, jumping out on my own. And so
2018... And I used to try to tell her, you did do it.
She did. She did. I was getting there. So just how I pushed her to do the lifestyle blog and, I mean, really just anything. She's always been, like, right on my shoulder, like, friend, you need to jump out there. You should do it. You should do it. And so I was like, you know what? I'm just going to get out there and I'm going to do it. And it's been amazing. Like, it's just been awesome to see that, you know, you can balance it all and you can have a corporate job and still have entrepreneurial endeavors on the side. And baby, my blog has just, my Instagram, my blog has just, like, blown up. I think I started this year with, like, 6,000 followers, 5,000 maybe, mm-hmm. 2018, and I ended at 13,000 followers. And it's just, like,
awesome.
My engagement is through the roof. I've had, like, over 30 sponsored opportunities. I'm getting, like, paid, like, y'all, paid. Oh, you getting money. Like, people are actually, like, you know, loving my content and reaching out. And it's just been so awesome to be able to do something, like Jasmine said, that you love. I love to cook. I love being a mom. You know, I love Little Life Hacks. I love Atlanta. I love hosting. I love all these things. And so posting about them is just natural. And to get paid to do something that you naturally love to do
right. Is
amazing. So I love that. What else happened in 2018? See, y'all, I ain't got shit.
You made it through another year with your baby. These are small victories.
They are big victories. Sanaya's really. Sanaya's is something else. She's growing so much at such a fast rate. She's learning every day, and really, just I got another year of mommyhood underneath my belt, mm-hmm. and that is a win in and of itself. Work has been amazing. That's another thing, I guess. I've had a ton of really major conventions. I've gotten a lot of accolades at work. I've done a lot of projects that have been huge undertakings, and I've done them, and I've gotten, like, recognition from my boss and the VP of my company, and I've got, we've been trying to get company cars forever, because when we're taking customers around, we either drive our own cars or we rent a car. And so we basically had to build a case to our vice president of finance and break down why it was more cost effective for us to have company vehicles opposed to renting. And so I literally had to, like, do the whole spreadsheet for that, reach out to these dealerships, negotiate the numbers, sign the contracts, work out the insurance, and, like, literally just get everything. And this has been the first time that we've had company cars in the history of our organization. So
Wow. Everybody
was like, how in the hell did you get him to agree? So that was something that I had been working on.
She put that Courtney Miami sauce on it.
I did, baby. But again, just, you know, things like that have been awesome.
Your nephew?
My nephew.
Yeah.
My brother had a baby. He's a third. So he's Steve the third, and he is so cute and so perfect. And we're growing up, and my mom literally has three grandkids. I don't know why none of us are, like, popping out babies, so it's just awesome to add another addition to the family. So That's awesome. We're going to start planning more like family trips and stuff in 2019. So I'm excited about that. My mom came down for Christmas and y'all, it was just so refreshing to see her. So yeah, I mean, those are the highs. I will say 2018 was a very, very, very trying year. There were a lot of things that I went through behind the scenes that were tough, you know? And so I'm happy that I did have these highs to kind of get me through it. But then I was also happy to see, like, Jasmine, this was like your like glory year, sis.
You think so?
I do. I was just so happy. Even in the midst of me like not having the world's greatest year, it was just so refreshing and happy to see her like so happy and just flourishing and like doing everything. So that was good. But 2018 was a good year. I mean, all in all, I think it was a good year. It was definitely a year of learning. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about sis. Let's talk.
No, I need to talk about my lows personal. She ain't going to go in depth, but I just want to share a few things with y'all because I feel like it could possibly help someone else. Granted, it has been an amazing year for me, but I don't know if it's because I'm knocking on this door of 30. I was just talking to my mom about this today. And I was like, Mom, like, it's so funny because we already had that episode about identifying your purpose. Mm-hmm. But I just kind of feel like I'm at a place where if maintaining and upholding my peace is not involved in whatever it is that I'm doing or whoever it is that's involved, I don't want it. And
I have to say this real quick. That's Sanaa's favorite thing to say now. She like, no, Mom, I don't want that.
I don't want it.
So if it's not protecting my peace, in Sanaa voice, I don't want that.
I don't want that. But, okay, so this year, you guys, I have been a licensed cosmetologist for 8 years. And this is the first time being a professional hairstylist that I'm working by myself. I am ecstatic. Like, it's so fun. I come in, my stuff where it was, I don't even have an assistant anymore, y'all. And if anybody that's been a client of mine know, I've always had an assistant. And it's no love lost to anybody. Like, it's good vibes. Like, I love everybody that I've worked with. But being by myself is lit. I don't know if it's because I'm the only child. But my tips been bigger because I'm the one doing everything. My mm-hmm. clients really appreciate the intimate time. My schedule's even been changed. I don't have clients every hour anymore. Like, each client gets about 2 hours with me, mm-hmm. depending on the service. So I'm actually even making more money, which is crazy because I think all in all, I always felt like the more people I took or whatever, the more money mm-hmm. I made, but not necessarily. Like now I have people, I'm booked out till February. Like people go in, if I only have 6 slots available, all 6 are going to be filled.
Sis, I thought this was a low.
No, it was a low. This a low that turned into a high. It's a low that turned into a high. But no.
This sounded real high to me.
But I'm just saying, working by myself. So some would come in and be like, oh my God, you're in a smaller space. You're by yourself. So it may to some people look like I downgraded, even mm-hmm. though my space is super cute. Mm-hmm. But y'all, I have so much, I'm liberated. Like I have mm-hmm. so much freedom. And I'm just excited. Like I get excited to come to work every day. I have some really big plans, but we'll get into that in 2019. But it's just like, in 2018, a low was me being kind of like on the fence about my work situation. Mm-hmm. And I think I made the right decision. Yeah. And here I am on my own in entirety. And I love it.
Yeah.
I lost a few people in my life this year. I want to go low. And that's okay, sis. Like, okay. Simmer. Everything is fine. I don't even... That's my shit. Simmer. Before you get upset, before you get all worked up, simmer. Pipe down.
Simmer down, baby.
And so, it's so crazy because sometimes when you lose people or people remove themselves from your life, one could think like, oh my God, did I do something? And some people don't do that. I have a lot of accountability. I'll be like, oh shit. Like, I'll like go through text. I will try to figure out, whoa, what did Jasmine do wrong? Because the type of friend I am so blunt and I'm so forward that everybody can't. It takes a special person to be my friend, mm-hmm. you know?
Yes, Lord.
But I'm not going to change it. You know what I'm saying? And it's okay. And if you don't want to be a friend of mine, that's okay too. And so, you know, I had a lot of highs in my year, and in those highs removed some people from my life. And it's so crazy because when I got engaged, like a lot of my married friends, they were like, oh, your wedding and stuff gonna show you how people are. You gonna see people on shutter colors. And I'm like, what you talking about? Like, what? My people? No, ain't no way. I have a friend that I've been friends with since I was a little girl. Mm-hmm. And once I got engaged, I didn't hear from her anymore. Friend that was supposed to be in the wedding. Didn't hear from her no more. Courtney ain't want me to get personal, but I'm just saying, like, if anybody is experiencing this, because I know people probably are going through, we're at the age now, people getting married, different things like mm-hmm. that. A lot of my clients who have told me you're going to lose people, mm-hmm. I guess this is what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. And I had no clue. Like, this person totally blindsided me. And then all of that, pretty much, if you don't like me, that's cool. Link up, but stay out my way.
That's what you want in 2019?
That's what I want. For the rest of my life.
I feel you.
Link up. That's cool. This year was tough for me. My grandmother passed away, mm-hmm. which was detrimental to me. If anybody knows, she's the lady I used to post all the time with the big cat Littles. Littles was about 50 pounds.
Should have been Biggles.
Biggles! He was like, oh, and she'll get mad if you talk about her cat.
That cat weighed about 60 pounds.
He was a biggin'. He was on a diet all the time, y'all.
What kind of diet? A seafood diet?
The veterinarian had him on a diet. Please. But my grandmother passed this year, and that, I think, was the lowest low for me.
Yeah.
I do hair because of her. I've worked in her salon. She was and is my best friend. So her name on my phone is my favorite person on earth. I've never experienced loss mm-hmm. aside from my grandfather, but experienced loss like that mm-hmm. yet. So it was tough, and it's so crazy because Desiah actually helped me through it. That girl there's something special, but she was just like, Mommy, it's okay. She's not in pain anymore. And I'm looking at her like, just like, she's not in pain, and she's still with us and stuff. And I think the hardest part about the reality of it is the fact that she's not going to be at my wedding.
Yeah.
We picked out her outfit and everything is actually at my house. But I do have a picture of her and my grandfather, and I'm going to blow it up, and I'm going to put it on, like, a big easel, and it's going to be on the front row at my wedding, so, nice. Like, they can look at me.
That's good.
And it's the best picture ever of them. Nice. She looked so beautiful, and he looked so handsome. But that, I think, was the lowest of my low.
Yeah.
And an awakening at the same time, because it was just like, you know what? Life is so short, mm-hmm. and it's not promised, that holding on to anything or anyone that doesn't mean you well, like, you gotta just
let it go.
Yeah. So you have to. That was my
low. I think a lot of people, I'm sorry to cut you off.
That's okay.
I think a lot of people, especially now, I don't know where this new wave of protecting my peace came from. It's like the new it thing to say. Really protect your peace. Like, don't say I'm protecting my peace because that sounds good, but do whatever it takes for you to alleviate any noise in your life that does not belong. And if that means removing people, if that means changing habits, if that means checking yourself, whatever it takes for you to be in an environment that is conducive to you being happy and at peace, that's what you need to do and not just say it.
Yeah.
I did forget one high of 2018 was my 10-year class reunion, y'all. It was so lit.
They look like they had
fun. shout out to Miami New Orleans class 2008.
Hey.
I was one of the reunion chairs, and we planned, I have to say, the best reunion that I've seen. We had a yacht party, we had a gala, we had a beach party, everything was open bar, top shelf, Jazzy Jeff was on the ones and twos, like, it was so good, no drama, everybody had a good time, everybody looked beautiful. That was, I don't know how I forgot that, but that was definitely dope.
Yeah, she, like, planned that.
That was a lot of work, it was a lot, but we came together. And we had a good time. So if you're listening and you're from class of 2008, I don't know who planning the next reunion, but I can't wait to see y'all.
So let's talk about, because it ain't no lows in business. So we talked about personal. And, you know, you guys, I really think to go into the next year with clarity and understanding and a positive outlook, you have to reflect on what happened the previous year. Some people don't really base their life off of yearly experience, mm-hmm. but... You know, I really believe in the whole January 1st cleanse. Like, mm-hmm. all right, I get a new set of 365. Let's make it work.
Right.
And so I think to properly do that and do it effectively and for whatever it is that you want, you have to take a minute and just reflect. Reflect on the positives, but just as much as the positives, the negatives. So that's what we just did here. And I think that, you know, as you're listening, if you are somebody like me who go day by day all the time, and you might need to take a step back, like Courtney said, and say, all right, let me check myself. take a moment and just think about what happened last year, good and bad, and what do you want to bring with you into this year, and what you want to leave behind.
Mm-hmm. I this is random, but we've been listening to a whole bunch of podcasts, really just to kind of listen to other podcasts, yeah. See what their structure is, and then some we just genuinely enjoy listening to. But there are a few podcasts that are like mad long, and I'm like, how are they so long? But now that we're talking, I'm like, this might be a long one, and y'all gonna listen.
Sometimes some of it too long. I'm not listening up for 3 hours. I'm not doing it.
Well, it's definitely not gonna be 3 hours, but I'm just like, it's gonna be a minute. Oh, and that's okay.
Yeah.
But so yes, what Jasmine said is absolutely right, and we are gonna talk about professionally. And I guess you can't also mention your blog too, but I thought that was a personal goal you had wanted, and it is obviously going to bring you coins, so it's also professional. But let's talk about sis. Let's talk, though.
Yes.
Y'all, it has been literally everything we could have imagined and more. I remember when this idea was born, mm-hmm. I was going to do a YouTube channel or a podcast. Jasmine was going to do her own thing, and we were, like, talking about it. And then we're just like, wait, why don't we just do something together? Like, it doesn't have to be just motherhood. It doesn't have to be just, like, it can be just all things womanhood, you know, empowering. We can talk about current events. We can talk about motherhood. We can talk about personal and professional endeavors. Like, we can just make this a sisterhood and a resource and a platform for women around the world to connect with each other via the podcast and then branching out from there. And it was just instantly it clicked. And I, you know, wasn't, you know, going to get personal. But, of course, it was Jasmine and I. And then she was adamant that a third person would really give a good dynamic to the podcast. And in hindsight, she was right. As you all know, there were three of us on Sis Let's Talk. Now there's two of us, which is Jasmine and I. And, again, there is no bad blood. There's no issues or whatever. But Kaylee decided to do her own thing, and like we said previously, we wish her the absolute best. We've gotten a lot of people that are like, hey, I thought it was three people on the podcast, or what happened? And so that's really the only reason I'm bringing it up. So for the last time, it's Jasmine and I now. We are going to have some new things coming down the pipeline in 2019, which we will talk about when we get there. But just wanted to say, yes, Sis Let's Talk is still going. Yes, it is just Jasmine and I, and 2019 and beyond is just going to be amazing.
It will be.
Who you texting?
Girl, a client, y'all. Work never stops. It definitely will be. It's so funny with Sis Let's Talk because, like Courtney said, of how it was born. Like, we were on the phone, and I was just like, you know, because I had a business prior to doing this with a friend as well, and it didn't work out, and that's okay. And never thinking that it wouldn't work out with Courtney either, but, you know, sometimes stuff will put a sour taste in your mouth. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what? I'm just going to do stuff on my own going mm-hmm. forward. And I wanted to do a podcast because I felt like at the time, you know, we had retail. We were selling shirts and stuff like that. But, like, we had to curate all of these events. And it cost a lot of money and a lot of time. And it was just like, it has to be other ways. I wanted more conversation. Mm-hmm. I thought more things needed light shed on it from a different platform. And Courtney had been new about podcasts. I really didn't know much about it. And then I was just thinking, because I literally listen to the radio every morning. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, oh, it's like a radio show. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of why I wanted three people, because you got the Breakfast Club with their three. You got the Steve Harvey Show with their three. And, you know, I was just like, oh, it needed to be three. But, you know, here we are at two, and it works. And it's so funny, because me and Courtney are both super, super alpha females. And we were just like, oh, my God, we're going to clash. People ain't going to hear us arguing and stuff like that. But it's been pretty good. Yeah. Like, I'm shocked. So I'm not going to say, I'm not going to say that it should have been like this from the beginning. I'm not going to say that. But I will say, you know, sometimes fear or uncertainty about something, you'll go a different route in the beginning. And then it comes back full circle where it goes back to what it was going to be. And
I just feel like there is no such thing as a coincidence. I think that everything happens for a reason. We had the podcast with three people. It worked. We learned what we needed. We got what we wanted from it at that time. And then God moved us into another direction. And I think that that's where we are right now. And I'm perfectly okay with that. If we could do it all over again, I would do it exactly the way we did it in the first place, you know?
Yeah.
But I'm just so happy that we were able to accomplish the things that we wanted. Like, we right. said we were going to have 10 episodes. We had 9. I think that's damn good, especially with us having our little three-week hiatus. We've gotten over 500-700 listens per episode. Mm-hmm. Like, we're literally over, I don't know, 5,000-6,000 listens. I don't know. Let me pull up Anchor and see.
Y'all should have saw her shake her shoulder. We had a listening party, friend. That was so much party. Fun.
That was so dope.
Oh, my God.
It was so... We got such good feedback from that. So, mm-hmm. No, we did it for the second episode, right?
We did it for the second episode.
We did it for the second episode. And it was amazing. I think a lot of people are now listening to podcasts. And there are many different podcasts for many different topics. And we really just wanted an opportunity to merge everything together. Mm-hmm. Kind of be that, like, girl talk. Like, you sitting in a hair salon, getting your hair done, catching up with your girlfriends type of thing. And I think that we've accomplished that, especially with us having structure with the podcast, which was kind of more so, well, I won't say it was your idea, but you really drove home, like, it needs to be themed. Like, each yeah. episode needs to have a point. Like, you know, we're not just going to get on here and talk.
Right, because I feel like for every new listener, because, I mean, of course, all of our friends and family listen. Hey, y'all.
Hey.
But we do have global dreams, and it's going to be people who don't know us, know nothing about us from anything.
And probably don't care to hear our...
right, and so I feel like if it's structured and you go on, I'm giving y'all free game. If it's structured and you go on and you're like, okay, they got 20 episodes. Which one I want to listen to? And it's one that catches your eye because it's titled something. You read the description, like, that sounds interesting. Instead of just like week 2, week 3, hey, right. y'all. Like, girl, don't nobody want to hear that.
Right.
So structure in all things of life, and especially this, is important.
Absolutely.
Because then they're going to listen, they're going to love it, and then they're going to go through and, like, listen to all of them.
And thank you so much for everybody that has given us 5 stars on podcasts, on Apple
yes.
Podcasts.
And more of y'all, please. We got too many listens. And only
we have too many listens to have 50 or 48 or however many mm-hmm. reviews. So whenever you get a chance, maybe after this episode, go on there, leave a review. Honest, I'm not asking you to tell us what you genuinely feel.
Except for that hater that ranked us 1. You
it
a lie.
One.
And you listening right now, sis.
They ranked us 0, sis. Or is that a thing?
It was 1. It wasn't a thing.
We got 1 review that was a 1-star. I know exactly
what
it was.
With no review, though. Wait, no review. Just she clicked the 1-star. She didn't write any comment.
AKA, hi, I'm a hater. Basically.
Super sad.
Bye. And guess who's, listen, 2018, I will say 2018 was a money year, baby, because we've been monetizing.
Yes.
I've been monetizing on a blog, we monetizing on a podcast, and of course, me and Jasmine bought the coin. We want to do the podcast because we genuinely love it, and we did not set out to be like, we need money right away, but of course, that was the goal, mm-hmm. Eventually, and I have to say that goal came quicker than we expected,
yeah.
for me.
For me, too. Especially considering we don't sell anything.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, yeah. Boom. But just, like, residual income like that.
Yeah.
Like, wow.
It's dope.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank y'all. Keep listening to it.
Keep listening. Because like, every listen, they be like,
free vents come with the coin.
Right. Say that again. The more y'all listen, the more money we get, we can put on some free events. Because our events are litty.
Because we're so extra.
We put
2 extra people together, you're going to have an extra-ass event. And I'm extra okay with that.
And I would love to go to an extra-ass free event. So
exactly.
Keep listening.
Because you got to be careful what you put on your tables as decor, sis.
Mm-hmm. What were our learnings from 2018? Let me tell y'all something. Learnings from 2018. Do everything that you can do yourself. Because let me tell y'all how this man tried my life. Our life. First of all, let me just say, Jasmine and I have been very, very strategic. We've been very, very intentional about keeping everything in house. And when I say everything, I mean everything. We're literally sitting in Jasmine's salon right now. We used to record in my office, and we go back and forth on my MacBook in GarageBand. We're cutting and editing this podcast as we record.
Free game.
Okay. We use an app. We record our podcasts. We edit them. We upload them. We distribute them. Ourselves. We do our own marketing. We do our own graphics. We do our own content, our own concepts for our photo shoots. We have our own damn photographer. Mm-hmm. Okay? We do everything in-house. Not because we're trying to be cheap, but because why not?
Right.
We can. You know, and we made the mistake of going outside of our norm and saying, you know what, we're going to hire somebody. So we wanted essentially an album cover for our podcast on Apple Podcasts. When you click the picture, it was just our picture, and we needed a logo. We wanted to give it some character. And so Jasmine and I both vented about this on our Instagram, but I'm doing this because I'm about to call you out, sir.
Mm-hmm.
We used this guy. First of all, he commented on every single post, whether it was on Sis Let's Talk, Cup of Consuela, in love with Jasmine, Jasmine Nicole. He commented under every post and was like, hey, I do graphic work. Your page is dope. Let's work together. Blah, 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 blah. Jasmine was like, hey, I got somebody to do the cartoon. We wanted to convert our picture to a cartoon picture. Jasmine's like, hey, I got somebody to convert the picture.
All right, let me tell you why I picked them real quick. Again, me trying to support black business, which I always will do. Literally, like she said, he's been...
Toya Brown has been granted clemency.
I saw that.
Did you?
Yeah.
You don't...
It's more to her story than they put out. But, whole other thing. Okay. Damn, that threw me. Oh,
I'm sorry.
he been all on my page. Oh, I can do this, I can do this, I can do that. When we agreed that we wanted a cartoon character, I was like, shit, let me go ahead. This guy, instead of me ignoring him all the time, girl, it got to the point where I was deleting his comments. Like, when he would comment on my page, I would delete it because it was like this long paragraph. And I hit him up. I said, hey. And, you know, because I was like, let me give the business to the person that's trying to promote themselves. Mm-hmm. Right? Go ahead, Court. That's the reason. So okay. Ain't my homeboy or nothing like that.
So let's start with this. The initial price, and the money is not even a lot of money. The initial price was $50, but then because there were two people in the picture, it went up to $100, which okay. You gotta draw two people, I guess, double, whatever. Okay, cool. We're not pressing it. He said $100. The last thing we're going to do is tell you what we should pay you. It's your business. We either going to accept it or not. And we said, cool, we're going to take it.
Bam.
Bam. So I'm laying in the bed. This was a Saturday, I think. Jasmine's driving to work. She texted me.
It's early.
Very hasty, which I should have known something. Hastily, like, hey, send $50 to this Cash App right here. Hurry up, quick, quick, quick. And I'm like, okay, did we get the logo? She like, yeah, but she's being very short. So I'm like, okay, she got the logo. I send the $50. She sends it to me, and I look at the picture, and I'm like, you are bullshitting. God forget my language. I said, Jasmine, you lying. I'm texting her back. She's not responding. So I'm like, is she embarrassed? Like, so she literally was like, sis, I'm driving. Like, what's up? I'm like, that's what's, you ain't seen this picture yet. So she parks her car and she called me and was like, Court, this ain't it. She said, you like it? I said, Jasmine, I hate it. Y'all, Jasmine's face looked so round. It looked like she got dreads. Her gap, like, 5 inches to the left. My lip is twisted. My hair got a hump. The only thing that he got right was the outfits, y'all. That's it. Like, it was just bad. So I'm like, okay, how can we tell him what we want? Let me speed it up. Long story short, we did not like it. So we reached back out to him and said, hey, we don't like it. It's not what we expected. We didn't want you to recreate the picture. We just wanted you to cartoonize the photo that we had. He keeps on, then he kept saying, ma'am. Okay, ma'am. I got it, ma'am. Let me try again, ma'am. What do you need, ma'am, 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 ma'am? Like, sir, stop calling me ma'am. Anyway, we said, hey, why don't you keep the $50 deposit? Let's pause. I said, you know what? We can do this shit. Like, we've been doing everything on our own. I went online. I did Google, bam, 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 played around with some apps. I cartoonized our own photo. Looks bomb. I sent it to Jasmine. She did her part, added the logo, added the color, added the graphic, literally made it an album cover. And in 30 minutes, I'll say even an hour, we had exactly what we wanted. That's what you get for being lazy, number one.
Don't be lazy, sis.
So I said, hey, well, Jasmine at least, she said, why don't you get the $50 deposit for your time? Although it looks like you spent zero time doing it. And give us our $50 back.
I mean, because in my business...
No, I get it. A deposit is not refundable.
Yeah,
I'm cool with that.
And so when I hit him up and said that, I was like, okay, I don't want him to feel like we're trying to get something free, even though we can't use what it is that he gave us.
Right.
But for your time, get your $50, give us back our $50. He kept, and so at this time, Courtney and I, we're both writing him, right? Because Courtney had, he was like, I'm talking to your partner right now, or something he said to me, but... Courtney kept writing him. She gonna tell y'all what happened. But with me, I got pissed. I threatened him. I said, hey, not threatened his life, but I was like, hey, I will literally use my platform to let everybody know not to work with you. Because he kept sending me the picture over and over again.
That
like,
is what
it looks
me.
Fine. I did my job. I don't like it. I'm not satisfied. If somebody sits in my chair and come wanting a picture that they sent me of my work, go figure, like mm-hmm. something that I put out, hey, this is what I do. And then I do something and it's not up to standard. At that point, I would want to rectify it or... If they requested money back for the headache and to maintain the integrity of my business, I'm going
to
do it. That's fine.
Easy. So, long story short, we did it ourselves and we said, hey, just give us the $50 back. You keep the $50 because we can't use it. If I go to a restaurant and I ask for grilled chicken and you bring me fried chicken, when I send you that chicken back, I don't want to see that on my bill. Okay? I didn't order that. Mm-hmm. It was literally a case of what we ordered versus what we got.
And don't take it back because leave that chicken on here and bring my grill.
I don't want it. I don't want that. Like Sanaa said, I don't want it. I will send it back, and I guarantee you I won't use it. Long story short, child, he gonna say, okay, he told me last night I'm gonna send you the money back. This morning I said, hey, I haven't seen anything. Oh, ma'am, I'm busy. I'll send it to you tonight. I have 6 clients that I need to work on. I have a bunch of important stuff that I need to do. I can't send it right now. Sir, you're literally going back and forth answering my questions, but you don't have the time to go on to Cash App and just click send. It takes a second. So I'm just like, yo. Long story short, y'all, he blocked me. Block me on Cup of Consuela. Block me on Sis Let's Talk. So his name is JacksonWilson_graphics. I'm going to put it on my Instagram story. Y'all, do not use him because he is horrible. The work was bad. His service was bad. And then how do you block me? I'd rather you just say, no, ma'am, I'm not giving you the money back. I did my job. But don't tell me I'm going to give it back and then block me. I don't want to go too far with this.
But I went on my Instagram. I said, listen, I was so mad. I'm piped down. I simmered now. But I went on my Instagram and I said, at this point, because the $50, I'm not even tripping about the $100. Or the $50 it would have been. I would have went on Shade Room and paid whatever it is for them to pay so just I can for do the principle. What I ordered versus what I got.
Because it was horrible. And I'm going to show y'all too on my page later on today. I'm definitely going to post it because he post tried it. I am. Don't post it. It's horrible. I'm posting it because now you blocked me. Now you trying me.
She going to post it, y'all.
Now you trying me. Don't play with me. I don't have time for that.
I don't. But y'all, we wanted to support. Miami is
coming out for real. That's what happens.
It just sucks so bad because it was just like, come on now. We were patient. He was going to tell me, you need to be patient with me. Patience with me. I said, patient? Or something. He said, give me patience. I said, patience? Like, he was on my nerves so bad. And it's just so sad. And, you know, I wanted to support with business, but he done ruined it for everybody that be up under my comments talking about, hey, I have graphics for you. I can do this for you.
Yep. Now it's canceled.
Canceled. Next.
So leave that in 2018, okay?
Next. I'm so fucking thankful for my ex.
Did she say F?
Yes, she did. Ariana lit.
Well, so 2018, like we said, first and foremost, leave that shit in 2018, okay? Don't play with me in 2018. Let me just tell you that. Jackson Wilson graphics. Don't play with me. Anywho. Miami Courtney is gone. Atlanta Courtney is back.
Hello. Welcome.
Hello. And welcome to Sis Let's Talk.
But don't fucking play with me.
But don't fucking play with me. We silly. You ready for 2019?
I am, y'all. Okay, so high of 2019 because I ain't got no lows because we only what? 7 days in. I ain't got no low. It's been good. High of 2019. I'm getting married. That's a good one. I'm excited for my bachelorette party. I'm turning 30. I'm doing a few little trips this year. Go figure. It's just kind of weird because we were supposed to be just sitting down because of this wedding, but I'm doing that. I have my blog is doing really, really well. New home project. So it's really pretty much, I guess it was a glory year last year because it's really pretty much just a continuation of that. My own workspace. I have some really cool things coming for Jasmine Nicole. Some videos, some classes. I got some fun stuff happening with that. It's a little intimidating because it's a lot that I have to kind of hone in on, but I'm excited for it. I started my little weight loss journey.
Yes. Sis in here with a crop top. Ooh.
Covered up.
Let me take you a picture.
But yeah, I've been committed. I'm only 5 days in, y'all, but 5 days.
But 5 days is commitment for you on the food tip because you know we love food.
Yeah. So I've been doing good. I've been doing my little meal prep. And
I just sat in here and ate some sushi and Sis didn't ask for none. Let me tell y'all something. I cannot eat anything around Jasmine and her not ask for none ever in life. In the 11 years that we've been friends, I've never had a meal on my own. She didn't even look at snorted. Did you know I'm telling you? She didn't even look at my sushi.
I sure didn't. And she was dipping that thing in that sauce.
It looked good. Oh,
she tried it to come in here with that. But yeah, I've been meal prepping.
Your little food looked good too.
It was all right. I've trained my mind to understand that food is fuel right now. I done fucked off, excuse my language, but that's what it was, long enough. I'm not comfortable in my body. I do not like how I look. I can't wear my clothes.
The only problem I have with, like, diets that are that extreme is just, like, what do you do when it's time for you to turn back to that?
I don't think it's extreme. So, that's the thing. I don't think it's extreme. I think it's more of a lifestyle change. For me, like, for me to see immediate results help me to keep going.
For sure.
Okay? Like, I can't be the one where my nutritionist said I can do this many calories a day. That's to maintain. You know what I'm saying? No, I need to lose, right? Yeah. And so that's why I cut back to 800 to 1,000 calories a day. in total, and I've been working out, but I feel it's fulfilling. Like, I'm fine, and it's a mental thing, baby. If you're not mentally ready, that's why these girls go get that surgery and be looking like gorillas with waist shapers on, because you nip and tuck certain areas, but you still big everywhere. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a mental thing for me. Absolutely. It's a health thing for me. It's easy to be lazy. It's healthy to be active. And, you know, I went to Stone Mountain. I struggled the other day, but I'm going to do it once a week. You know what I mean? I'm going to make that commitment to myself. And it was very therapeutic for me with time. And Carl is super supportive. That's what I do love. Like, he'll make sure he feeds the kids and stuff like that, so I don't have to, like, make double meals and mm-hmm. stuff like that. But I'm saving money.
I know
but
you are.
But all in all, at the end, especially with me trying to do this lifestyle blog, because y'all been looking cute. And I'm like, shit, I've been wearing the same leggings and stuff because that's all I can fit. And it just doesn't make sense. Right. And so I had posted some pictures of me of when I felt my best. And my best was after I had Yaya. So I'm not going to say pre-baby body. Mm-hmm. I don't know what a body is like pre-baby. Mm-hmm. I had her at 19.
Right.
But I did back when I was on it. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it was a lifestyle change. It wasn't fad for me, because the only reason I gained the weight back again was because I got pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I thought that I had did pretty good. Mm-hmm. And I'm just mentally ready. Y'all, don't try to commit to anything like that if you're not mentally ready. Mm-hmm. If you feel deprived, like I didn't ask her for food because I don't feel deprived.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I ate my little sweet and spicy tuna on top of my spinach, and I'm fine. I'm cool. Got my alarm set. I'm going to eat nuts. Like, I'm good. I went to 10 Lizzie's yesterday with Yaya. Y'all, I ain't never been to 10 Lizzie's and I don't have no margarita.
I know you haven't.
Never. And first of all, the bill was cheap. Hello, somebody. But I ordered a salad. I didn't even know they had salads. Just to let y'all know how unhealthy that I was.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be one. Like, I'm about to go to New Orleans. I'm not going to have any carbs, like bread or pasta or anything like that. I might have a drink or two. And that's okay with me. So it's not like mm-hmm. it's, you know, I'm just going to totally deprive myself. But yeah. I can do meat and vegetable or whatever and feel okay. But yeah. my clothes are starting to fit better. I'm down 7 pounds in 5 days. That's amazing to me. And I feel it. I feel better. I have more energy. I came home from Stone Mountain yesterday and washed my car. I ain't never washed that car. I washed my car. Carl came outside. He said, "What you doing?" I was all, because when I walked up to my car from the mountain, it was dirty. I mean, I was out there, y'all, washing a whole nother sweat. Then took a shower and took the girls out. Like, when I eat unhealthy, I'm not even an active mom.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just on the couch. And now I just have so much energy.
Yeah.
So it's even just for quality of life for me.
Yeah.
So I'm just, that's a very high for me. Like, I'm really to take back control of just my energy, my life, my health. And I'm excited to see what I can do. I have a goal. I want to do a marathon in November. I want to do that marathon, that 5K.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably not going to run it, but I'm gonna do it.
A lot of people don't run it.
But, and I'm going to do it, and I've always been one to always see people do marathons and never once thought to do one.
Peachtree Road Race.
Mm-hmm. That's the one I want to do. Never thought once to do one. But that's a goal of mine for 2019, just to see. We'll see. I'm excited. And
yeah.
I'm not training for the marathon. I'm literally just making lifestyle changes,
yeah.
you know, and I'm into food, just like Courtney. I like to cook, and I'm actually eager. Y'all should see my little Pinterest board, y'all. I got all types of keto recipes and stuff like that. And I'm not solely doing keto. I'm just inspired a lot by the keto because they allow a lot of foods that I like. Meat, cheese, fats, and stuff like that. But
healthy fats.
Yeah. But it's like, wow, I'm looking forward. I got my whole stuff planned out of what I'm going to eat. And I'm excited about it.
Yeah.
And most restaurants are friendly enough to give you
vegetable
options.
Got a keto bowl.
I saw that.
Paleo, keto.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're trying to help y'all. So
yeah.
it's no excuse.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of you.
Thank you.
I love to eat food, but I do generally eat very healthy, I think.
Mm-hmm.
I did have some meat in December because my mom came into town, but like after I did the Daniel fast in January of 2018, I didn't have any meat whatsoever outside of seafood for basically the whole year until December came. I had some oxtail. It was good too. So I've gotten to a space where I am okay without consuming meat, and I don't really eat anything fried. So I think for me, it's the alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
The food part, I can, I've, after doing the Daniel fast, I learned how to create delicious and tasty recipes that literally have no animal products, no dairy, no bread, whatever. And so speaking of which, that's another high of 2019. I am doing the Daniel fast again this year, and I want you guys to join me.
I can't do it. she tried to.
Yeah, it's hard. I'm not going to lie. But for me, it was really a spiritual thing, not necessarily a dieting thing, and it just turned out to be like amazing for my body. But I'm doing a Daniel fast. It's a 21-day spiritual fast where you are restricting yourself from all foods that are declared unclean in the laws of Moses. A lot of you guys probably don't follow the Bible, and that's totally fine. You can or can't do it. But essentially, you are going on a 21-day fast where you're eating just plant-based, all whole foods, no alcohol, no meat, no dairy products, no sugars, no sweeteners, no coffee, no juice, no tea, nothing white, no white bread, no white sugar, no white flour, no white pasta. Again, it's a lot that you cannot eat. But I've created an ebook that has 21 recipes for every day of the fast that are absolutely delicious. I made every single one of them.
Yes.
They taste amazing, and it's all plant-based. And so you should get it. You should do the Daniel fast. I lost 15 pounds and 3 inches off my waist in 21 days when I did it last. I looked amazing. I felt amazing. And I'm excited about that. So I'm doing that coming up. I took some pictures and I was like, oh, I still got it. You know, I have to, my arms have always been my problem area. So I just want to work out more and get my arms back down. But Richard is a personal trainer, so that definitely helps. But like Jasmine said, it really is all about your diet. And if you can be disciplined, I know that every person almost has fitness goals for the new year. Mm-hmm. They're doable if you're in the right headspace. And so get your mental right. Look, sis drinking her water right now. She got a gallon in here. I'm so proud of you, girl. Get your mental.
Let me tell you, they doing my bachelorette. Literally every person coming is fine as hell. And I refuse. I'm trying. I got viral goals. I refuse to be... Dang, they look good. The bride a little plump, a little fluffy.
Listen, we won't let it happen, sis.
No, that's why I'm on it.
We will not let it happen. So that's what we got going. Weight loss fitness goals for 2019. We're going to bounce off of each other. Jasmine has some things going. She has an Instagram group if you want to join her fitness challenge.
Yeah, well, it's closed now.
Oh, it's closed. Well, the Daniel Fast is wide ass open. So
yes.
Join me. Get the book. It will be out very, very soon. I would really appreciate you all's support. This is like my first endeavor, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
I mean,
it is.
You know, where I'm actually like bringing money to the bottom line. You know, I do get paid to blog, but this is like literally like direct sales into my PayPal account. So I'm excited about that. I can't wait
I'm
to
so
do the fast and to see how fine I look.
Yes, fine. One time for the 99 and the 2000s.
Girl, what?
For some ass yet. I just had to bust into that.
2019 goals.
Since let's talk, like I said, we have so much. This is the last episode for this season, and we thank y'all for rocking with us. We have so much in store for next season. Like, we're going to take a couple months off.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm like, I got so much. We have so much that we want to do.
So in the couple months that we do have off, use that time to catch up on the episodes if you haven't. Hopefully, you're listening to this because you've been listening faithfully. But if this is your first episode or second or whatever, use the 2 months that we are, our 2 months, we're calling that our planning phase.
Mm-hmm.
Use those 2 months to catch up on the episode. Let us know, or the episodes, plural. Let us know what you want to hear, what you want to see more of. I don't want to give too much. Can we give some?
I mean, we're going to have, yeah, we need to lead. We're going to have some guests of other sexes for some episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Listening parties. We're going to do an event. We have a lot in store. We're going to have some things for purchase.
Mm-hmm.
Some merchandise.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to see, we're going to utilize IGTV. We just, I guess that's giving a lot, but I'm just saying we're going to have a lot. We're going to be a lot more interactive, and, you know, we're going to take this time as planning, like Courtney said, to see what worked, what didn't, what you guys want more of. So definitely give us feedback.
Definitely.
I'm even open to you guys suggesting certain topics.
I would love that. I think it's... Uh-oh, I'm getting a message. A phone call. Let me turn my phone on vibrate. Sorry, y'all. Yeah, well, definitely... That was a work call, so...
Oh, it's cool.
Yeah, we're definitely interested in hearing your feedback, because obviously we want to give you content that you want to hear.
Mm-hmm.
So now that there's two of us, that just gives us a wide open opportunity to open up the podcast to guests. And we've got some really good topics coming down the pipeline. One of my favorites is going to be about financial literacy in the Black community. That's something I'm very passionate about. I think it's something that is not talked about enough. And I have one of my dear friends, fellow FSU grad, my financial advisor. He's amazing. He is going to come and give us some free game. He put me in position to kind of make some things shake for my family and to be more financially in shape and financially stable for Sinai and for later on down the line. And I want him to be able to do that for all of you guys that are listening. So that, I mean, we got a ton of stuff. So it's going to be some that's like, you know, pop culture and funny. And but we, our goal and our purpose is to empower. And we're going to use our platform to make sure that we're bringing you guys stuff that is entertaining, but then also too educational and that you can actually, you know,
take away. Yeah. We want takeaways. We want that conversation. You know, kind of going back just a little bit before we end that part. One of the reasons, too, why this even came to mind, since Let's Talk for me, was I'm a fan of Red Table Talk. And this isn't bashing them or anything like that. But this is what made me want to do this because I feel like Red Table Talk often misses the mark. And I say that because I feel like it's coming from a place that's not always relatable. Mm-hmm. She did an episode one time about co-parenting or whatever with Cherie, Will's oldest son's mom.
I think that was the first one.
And, yeah,
first
and I, you know, it got it a ton of feedback, like, but that's not reality. You know what I mean? And I'll get into that when we do an episode on co-parenting, but, you know, it was another episode they did about parenting where she was talking about Jaden, you know, wearing his black nail polish and expressing himself in his skirts and Willow not shaving her underarms. That's not reality. Like, our kids can't go to school with that and not risk being teased or risk being bullied. You know what I mean? Yeah, you guys vacation off the Amalfi Coast for 6 months, which is fine. That's goals. Y'all worked hard to get where you are. But I feel like
just something almost, that's more, it's not our reality. We need something that's right. more relatable so for our listeners and our audience.
So when I was listening to it, I was like, wow, so many people were interested to have to be a part of a platform like that because we're saturated with social media. Mm-hmm. We're saturated with reality TV and mm-hmm. Love & Hip Hop and all of that, where it was refreshing to kind of have a genuine conversation about life, mm-hmm. you know. And again, like I said, I love what they're doing, but I was like, okay, this is our time. This
There's
is the
some
time
opportunities for us
to come in. Yeah, because more people, I mean, that's not the average reality. Not calling y'all average, but I'm just saying we're everyday working women.
Listen, we ain't got Jada Pinkett and Will Smith money.
Not at all.
Let's just be clear.
Not at all. But I definitely thank you, and I'm thankful for her as being the pioneer of kind of opening that door to bring up these difficult conversations, whether it's about family, marriage, love, children, relationship, everything. And so I'm thankful for that, but that is a reason why we started Sis Let's Talk, right. And we're going to hold true to that going into 2019. Like Courtney said, you know, we're going to definitely talk pop culture and fun things, right? Hey, girl, hey. But it does need to be difficult conversations and stuff as well. And mm-hmm. We can only thrive with you all's feedback, though. So,
and I do want to, I should say this offline, but I really want to re-record Is My Blackness a Weapon? Not re-record it, but I feel like, speaking of missing the mark, I feel like we didn't drive that episode home, and that was one Absolutely. That you were very passionate about.
Yeah.
So we're going to, I feel like that's unfortunately never going to be a topic that goes away. Like, it's always going to be prevalent. So I think
I would like a man on that episode, too.
That would be dope.
Yeah. Because like, we only know it from our perspective.
We're saying being black in America. What about being a black man in America? Or being a black woman? I mean, who's really
but
a bigger
But to have
threat?
Both.
Yeah.
We took a brainstorming on live. But
I know.
To have both perspectives, I mean, I think that would definitely
be dope.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're a man out there and you're listening, let us know if you're interested.
Right.
We'll see. We'll see.
And if you're well spoken
now.
I don't need nobody
I
on
said
here.
We'll see if it's a good fit.
Oh, okay.
Put in your applications. Right. We'll
don't
see
be like,
if it's a
shit, good fit. Man, you know.
Motherfucker,
man, they kind of hold me down, y'all.
So yeah, that's what I'm looking forward to in 2019 for Sis Let's Talk. Personally, and it's going to be super quick because it's really the same every year, protecting my peace, like Jasmine said, of course, I want to get more in tune with my spirituality. I want to have a closer relationship with God. That's kind of my biggest thing for 2019. And then, of course, health and wealth is always going to be on my vision board. So that's just what it is. Mm-hmm. I want the coin, and I want to look fine and feel good doing it. So
yes.
That's me.
That's 2019. So that's our year-end wrap-up for us personally and professionally. We kind of just did like a little vision board on here,
which
is really, really cool. And I challenge you guys to do the same. It's never too late. Don't feel like, oh, I'm going to try again next year. Like, no. You can start mid-year. I don't care. Just whenever you start. And that's by making yourself priority and focal point on being happy. So.
Yes. Out with the old and with the new.
Out with the old and with the new.
Tea time.
Let's get to it.
All right, y'all. So this week, and I mean, if you follow me on Facebook, you already know that I called Courtney out. I was like, Courtney, we need to record today because
exactly.
I have something to say. And we are going to dedicate this segment to Robert Perverted Ass Kelly. And this whole, I mean, it's the wave right now. Everybody's been talking about it. It's so funny, y'all. Pop culture, social media, we are always on something each week. Last week was Bird Box. So here we go with Survivor.
And last week we talked about Bird Box.
Exactly.
Whatever so, is popping, we're going to
talk
about
it. Yes. So, yes, Surviving R. Kelly is the docuseries that Lifetime produced. And it's literally just showcasing everything that Robert Kelly has done. Before I get into it, I do want to say this one thing. I'm going to read something really quick because I feel like they hit the nail on the head as to a lot of people are basically like, we've been new about this, about R. Kelly. Why are y'all just now mad? This girl, I'm going to read it because she said, people keep asking, why are we just now saying something about R. Kelly? The oldest millennials were like 10 years old when he had an affair with Aaliyah, and only in high school ourselves in this prime when those sex tapes leaked. What did y'all expect us to do back then? Our generation wasn't the ones selling copies of this child porn on bootleg DVDs in barbershops while forcing kids to sing I Believe I Can Fly at every graduation. Sorry, but this generation is now just catching up with the challenging and toxic rape culture in our community that previous generations enabled and turned a blind eye to. Sis said a mouthful.
And she absolutely did.
Because that's what it is. So it's not like something is being brought up that's old and we're trying to act like we're mad again. We didn't know. We were kids. We could have been on the tape. You understand what I'm saying? We were kids. We did not know. Well, we were a little younger than the tape, but we had no idea what the severity of it really was. I do recall my dad having that damn DVD, though.
I've never even seen it. Of course, I've heard about it, but I've never even seen it. Here's my thing, and I'm going to try to say this as politically correct and as nice as I can. What I can't stand are the people, both men and women, that are finding a reason to justify why we should not be upset, whether it happened 5 years ago, 5 minutes ago, 5 hours ago. What he did then and now was and is wrong, okay? Mm-hmm. There are so many people saying, oh, those girls went willingly. They were kids, okay? They were children. That's why they were, statutory rape is still rape. When you say you did something willingly, if you slip a drug into my drink and that drug then makes me think that I want to sleep with you and you have sex with me, that's rape. You altered my state of mind. If I am a 14-year-old child and you're a 30-year-old man and you have sex with me, whether I do it willingly or not, that is rape. R. Kelly is a pedophile. He is a predator. He is a monster. And I don't give a damn who like it and who don't. What he did was wrong.
Right.
To further reiterate what Jasmine said, sure, we knew that R. Kelly had a relationship with Aaliyah. I'm going to be completely honest with you.
I didn't know she was 14.
I did not know that she was 14, number one. I did not know that I heard about the whole peeing in the mouth thing, never saw the video. Of course, it was a whole big craze. I thought it was disgusting, whatever. We did not know the extent of his story. We did not know that there were whole-ass adults enabling him to do the things that he did. Mm-hmm. We did not know that there were bedrooms in his studios. We did not know that he had women locked up in rooms asking for permission to get food and to go to the bathroom. We did not know that he was making women call him daddy or hanging out at high schools or meeting kids in my... We didn't know that shit.
Or beating women.
Like, we didn't know these things. So why is everybody like, oh, we been knew that. These are the very reasons that Uncle Ray Ray and Uncle Boo Boo be touching your children and they don't come tell you nothing because either they come tell you and you don't believe them or they took too long to come tell you or you literally make them sit across the table with Uncle Ray Ray knowing good and damn well that he's been touching her inappropriately. Mm-hmm. That's the fucking problem with black people. Mm-hmm. That's the problem. And it's disgusting that there are so many women like, oh, one girl was like, oh, he's not a rapist, he's a pedophile. Same damn thing.
Same thing. And then, you know, for me, it's really sickening because R. Kelly, it's not even just a matter of the age difference, right? They were talking about Aaliyah. Stop bringing up Aaliyah like she was the only one. She wasn't. Yes, that was a case, you know, that he married her first or whatever, but her situation was messed up. That was age-based. I don't think it was any proof of him abusing her, like, physically or anything like that, outside of raping, you know, the sex, which I'm sure was consensual on her end, but it's still, you're the adult, she's the child. It's wrong. Because they'll lock a teacher up quick for text messaging somebody. So, anyway.
And let me just say real quick. They got married when she was 14.
15. I'm sorry.
15. Mm-hmm. Do you know he started mentoring her when she was 12?
12. So he had been.
So if they got married at 15,
they've been messing around.
What the fuck
were
you doing? Come on.
And then honestly, Aaliyah's body looked like a little boy as an adult. So I'm sure before puberty hit, she even looked more like a little boy. You know, I mean, she's a beautiful girl, but I'm saying, what about her?
The fact that she was a child.
What were you attracted to? Exactly, which is the sick part. But, you know, my thing is, it's not even just about the age anymore at this point. It's what he did to the women. So let's take the women out of being children and put them as adults. What he did was still wrong. Recorded them, peeing on them, beating them, passing them STDs, controlling them. He preyed on women who were weak in the mind, and in this case it was easiest to prey on children. Everybody keep talking about, and this is the part I want to make, everybody keep talking about, well, where were their parents? I saw Master P say something today on the Shade Room about, oh, if that was my kid, my daughter, my daughter, where the daddy at? I would have went up there and did this. First of all, let's talk about cases where there is no father. Like, where everybody can say coulda, woulda, shoulda, what they would have done in a situation. These girls, I'm looking at it, this is the early 90s in Chicago. Most women were probably single moms because the dads were locked up, right? That's when that stick happened.
Dead.
Locked up or dead. If I'm a mom, and I'm a single mom, and I got three kids, and I'm working two jobs to keep a roof on their head, and I have my oldest daughter who's 14, who's supposed to be helping with the little ones, right? Mm-hmm. Or whatever. And I come home, I check on everybody, whatever. I go to my second job. I'm thinking she with her friends, or I'm thinking she where she's supposed to be. Let's not act like all of us wasn't doing what the hell we wanted to do 14 to 17, okay? Let's not act like we weren't somewhere that our parent didn't think we were. Okay.
Let's think back to when we were children, all the dumb shit that you did, all the idiotic things that you did as a child, that if you could go back and do it all over again,
right,
you probably would not do.
And then let's think of all the girls who was messing with the dope boy in the neighborhood, boy with the, I mean, let's just be clear. The boy with the car, he got a little money, whatever, whatever. This was R. Kelly, y'all. Let's be clear. R. Kelly at that time was the man, okay? R. Kelly was Chris Brown. As far as if Chris Brown was to go post up at a high school right now, you think the girls would be like, oh, he grown? No, like, we got little girls. You young girls, all young girls like older boys. Like, I'm just going to be honest. My stepbrother had friends. He was older than me, but he would have friends come over, and me and my cousin, like, oh, he cute
it's
or whatever.
Thrill.
But he was the adult. So nothing ever happened because he was the adult. You know what I'm saying? But
and
everybody
that's what
has
people
crush.
Are forgetting. They keep talking about, but they were willing to do it. If I'm a child and I'm willing to have sex with you as a 30-year-old man, you need to be a 30-year-old man and not have sex with me. I'm a child.
I'm a child.
And I think that people keep making it about the age thing. Like, I've seen, well, Jay-Z started dating Beyonce when she was 17, or Russell Simmons was dating
this
Kamora
was more
when she
than
was
dating.
7. But I'm just like, at the end of the day, it's not a... Richard is 13 years older than me. Let's be clear. I'm not... The age difference is it doesn't become a factor once you are of age.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to be 18, 19, 20, 21, whatever, when I met him, I was 23 years old. I was grown. I made decisions consciously. At 15, 14, 12, 13 years old, there's no way that you can make a conscious decision to be with a grown-ass man.
Right. And then he was being facilitated by those around him. His managers forged the signatures of Aaliyah's parents for the marriage.
That blew me.
Yeah.
When he said... You know, I just wanted to jump through the screen. I feel bad. I did forge the document. So you knew exactly what the fuck was going on. All y'all motherfuckers that went in there and saw them beds up in the come on. Like, now, here, I'm not saying that those people should not be held accountable as well, because they enabled him, and it's aiding and abetting. You aiding a fugitive. Mm-hmm. I get that. So they should be reprimanded as well. But we ain't talking about them. We talking about R. Kelly.
And so here's another point that I want to make that's strange to me. Everybody talking about, oh, them women on there just because they want to check, they want to get some money. First of all, let me be clear. Why would I not get money to tell my story on a platform that's going to make money from my story. So you telling me I'm supposed to go on here and not, they going to make money from it. So I'm supposed to go on here and tell y'all everything and get handed a thank you. I'm proud of you. I'm proud of this step you took. And as y'all rack up checks, this was the most watched Lifetime
docuseries
ever. You know, everybody's story about to come out too. Watch. I bet put your dollar on that. But it's just like for people to say, so because somebody received a payment for something, it negates that something happened. That makes no sense. Just like when it's a reward for a crime, it's a reward for people to report a crime. Mm-hmm. It's not that, oh, because money is involved, they're going to report a fake crime. No, it's because most people, unless it's going to benefit them in some way, they're going to mind their business. They're not going to say nothing. Right. And the women probably never said nothing before because look at the backlash they're getting today. You know, these women have kids now. They're grown. They have careers. Like, it's like, all right, I'm about to really put myself out here. Right. Let the world know I got peed on and stuff. And I was out here sticking dildos up R. Kelly's butt because that's what happened. But it's like, all right, y'all want me to tell my story? What's the contract? I don't think the fact that people are bringing it up, making it seem like because they got paid, they just wanted some money. It ain't true. The tape was there. The proof is in the put. It's there. Everything is there. Everything that happened is there. What you choose to see, what you choose to believe is different. I am a mother of two girls. Desai is about to be 11 years old. He met Aaliyah at 12. Under no circumstance, and my thing is, a predator will prey on somebody that's weak in the mind. There is nothing more weak than a child, as far as, especially that child, that age, that puberty age of a young girl. She's weak, but she's also willing to explore, willing to kind of come into her own. And then it was R. Kelly. Like, y'all talking R. Kelly, like, oh, because he's not popping right now, but at that time, he was that guy. Period.
You see, I'm sitting here, my face turned up already. I'm just disgusted at the amount of people that are making excuses for him or justifying it or keep saying it was consensual. They were children. Yeah. I don't understand what 1 + 1 = 2. What is difficult to understand about that?
But why can't everybody keep bringing up everybody else's situation of, okay, people married somebody young, whatever, whatever. Do they have sex tapes with abuse? Is the girl losing kids because he done gave her STDs? It's like, what are we talking about?
It wasn't like it was a one-off with R. Kelly. If you want to talk about Jay-Z and Russell Simmons, Jay-Z married one Beyonce and Russell Simmons married one Kimora. We ain't seeing them having sex dungeons and beds in the studio and got
with kids. Come on. And then it's just like, the guy said that he would go up to the high school purposely and sit, and everybody would be like, oh, R. Kelly out there. This was in Chicago. And he would tell them, go get me some girls. Not women.
Girls.
Some girls.
And if you literally go back now and dissect his lyrics, it's just like, how do you separate the man from the art when the art is about the sick shit that he did?
Right.
You can't separate it.
You can't.
And it's disgusting.
It is. And, you know, it's really sad. And here we are at a place where, you know, everybody want to try to make it seem like everybody against the black man. This black man was wrong.
And Ebro,
what'd he say?
I don't know how you can't separate a man from the art. I can. But you was just giving Kodak Black all of this shit about how the sexual abuse is so important.
And he had an active case right now and can't talk about it.
But you mad that he don't want to talk about it, but now you want to get on the radio talking about you can separate the man from the art. Pick a side. Pick a lane.
Wow. I didn't even know. I tend not to even care about what he says. But, you know, it's just really sad the state of our community.
Y'all, this done made me mad. I done sat back in the chair.
The state of our community and, you know, just how much abuse like that within the home is just brushed under the rug. You know, everybody say, well, y'all so worried about R. Kelly, you need to worry about such and such, such and such. Well, we're talking about him. It's brought into the light. We're going to give it the attention that it deserves. He may, I Believe I Could Fly, because he felt like he was invincible. He felt like he couldn't be touched. He would never be held accountable. You're being held accountable. You purposely preyed on children, and everything about that is wrong. He definitely, like, that is the most trying time for a child. Like, you can make or break the trajectory of their life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And everybody keep giving him excuses about, oh, well, he was molested or something when he was younger. Everybody was. I'm sorry. I hate to say it. I was. It ain't go far, but it was some inappropriate stuff that happened to me from family members. Am I walking around here trying to touch a son? Am I walking around here looking at little boys, looking at little girls? No. Like, it's people that's born crackheads, born crack babies, and they live every day. And even if they have addictive behaviors and that in their nature, they choose a life to live not in that. So are you telling me because of this trauma that he had as a child, it grants him right to do that to another child, another person, because he went through it? That's even more reason. First of all, if he went through it,
girl, will you back up right now?
If he went through it, that's even more reason for him not to do it, because he should know how it made him feel.
But see, now, I won't say that I have to disagree, because I'm not disagreeing, but I will say my mom had a friend, and basically what I'm trying to say is when you have a traumatizing past, I think one of two things can happen. Either you are going to grow up and vow to never put anybody else through that traumatizing past, or you're just going to repeat the cycle. And sadly enough, it happens.
It's a choice.
It's absolutely a choice, but it's not uncommon for people to repeat things that have happened to them. My thing, R. Kelly was sick. Obviously, he had a problem. He was a rapist. He was all these things. My issue is with people that are justifying it and making it because he did that. That it's not, regardless of what, it's not okay. Mm-hmm. And I just think because people enabled him to do these things, and nobody said, hey, why do you have beds in the studio? Or, hey, she's 14 or 12 or whatever. He's just like, okay. Nobody ain't gonna stop me. I'm gonna keep...
When I say sick, when I reference him, I mean sick just like a nasty person. I want us to be careful when we say sick.
I mean that's both. Because
some people are saying it like clinical, like he has issues or whatever. No, that was a choice. I don't care if you... Sick is like if you have the urge to do something. You can have the urge all day. Mm-hmm. Kleptomaniacs, they sick. They have the urge to steal everywhere they go. But they ask, no, they'll go to jail if they walk out of Walmart with something. You know what I'm saying? It's just like...
It's a choice.
It's with period. Mm-hmm. And people are in prison right now for life for choices that they made. Mm-hmm. And so I just
And that's what R. Kelly need to be.
I just think that we need to just look at the bigger picture for what it was.
Yeah.
If Bill Cosby can be charged for something that long
Hello,
ago...
Hello, somebody.
Come on, Robert.
Come on. We got a sale right here next to Bill. Y'all can talk about it.
I mean, it's just really sad. Now they're trying to pull up video of his wife being ghetto or something on Facebook.
I don't.
The whole shit is just sick. And it's sad because I love R. Kelly's music. I'm not going to be the one singing.
I don't know that anybody can say that they don't. He was a musical genius. We get that part. But fuck all that.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. R. Kelly, canceled.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know what this whole mute R. Kelly thing is and all of that. All I say, I hope that he gets indicted. I hope that the women that experience all of that find the peace that they need. But I hope that we use this as an open door to have this conversation. And especially rape culture in our community. And understand, because honestly, they'll bypass it. I don't know about you growing up, but with me, like you, my grandma say, don't go over there with him. You know, he fresh. What the hell does that mean? I was a kid. That's what they were saying. That's the terminology. My grandma would say, oh, don't go over there by Uncle Lee. He fresh.
Or you go out to the club and it's like somebody touch you inappropriate or whatever. Why you wore that? Why you got that skirt?
But I'm talking about like in the family.
Yeah.
So with that, but like I literally remember my grandmother telling me, because we used to, in Philly, we used to all be in the house or whatever.
That's crazy.
And it was a guy, it was a cousin uncle of mine, much older than me, same age as my dad. And my grandma would be like, I don't want you to go down there if he down there because he fresh. And it's just like, if you know,
His ass should be canceled.
Right, but I mean, granted, she knew something that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And that was her way of protecting me, but that's accepting that behavior. Yeah. It's just like, yeah. I'm a warn my grandbaby, but you know, I don't know who other kid he doing that to.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that is crazy. And it's so crazy because this particular person said some inappropriate shit to me one time in a car. My grandma called me. This man drove me somewhere. And this was as an adult, but even then, he drove me somewhere. I can't be that specific. I don't want to say what it is. But, and he was just making like little comments. Like, yeah, you grew up real nice. And you know, all that type of shit. And it was so funny. My grandma called me like 10 times whenever. You all right? You okay? Like, she on whole oxygen and stuff. Like, she can really do something. But just the fact that if we recognize certain things, if we know or see certain things, I'm just happy that this is brought up because us as parents, we need to protect our children. We need to have the conversation. If somebody makes you feel uncomfortable, and then call them out. Mm-hmm. Your nasty ass.
You know I will, sis.
You nasty.
Everybody got that uncle in the family that, and guess what? It's going to be an uncomfortable conversation every single time.
Every time.
Because we'll put that Glock 45
on. Ooh, you fill it out nice. Ooh, you look nice. Ooh, look at you all grown up. You know, that's what everybody, what the hell does that mean, uncle?
It mean I'm about to pop your ass with this Glock 45.
Like, back up.
Keep playing. I don't have time for this in 2019.
But yeah, the conversation has started, so I'm happy about that. Y'all, get out of trying to defend him. Look at the bigger picture, that this is something that happens on a regular. Stop calling girls fast. That's another thing that's bothering me. Stop. What the hell does that mean? Fast. People have crushes. We all done had crushes and artists and people that we liked or whatever. Like, that's normal. Stop making it seem like it's the girl's fault, because it's not. They were kids. I don't believe it's... I mean, yeah, you have some girls who... I'm not going to act like it ain't no fast girls. But yeah. I think we need to even identify that as something different. We have people that's seeking and wanting attention, unwanted attention, right? They're yearning for something. They need to channel that into something else. But because a girl is fast doesn't give a pedophile a gateway to act
absolutely
on his
not.
Urges.
Absolutely not.
Cancel, Robert.
Cancel.
Here's a note to self.
May your coming year be filled with magic and dreams and good madness. I hope you read some fine books and kiss someone who thinks you're wonderful. And don't forget to make some art. Write or draw or build or sing or live only as you can. And I hope somewhere in the next year you surprise yourself. Dear past, thank you for all the lessons. Dear future, I'm ready.
Thank you guys so much for not just listening to this episode, but tuning into this season. We are so excited to bring you next season. And we just, I don't know, we're just at a place of joy. That was my word this year.
Of course. I'm gratefulness, I think, is my word this year. I'm learning to be grateful for everything. And we're certainly grateful for you guys for, A, listening to this episode, which might be our longest one. But really, like Jasmine said, tuning in and just... and sticking around and rocking with us and ramping up for season two. So we wish you all a happy new year. We wish you everything that your heart desires in 2019. And we want you guys to give us some feedback. Let us know what you want to hear. And we're going to rock out in this year together. How's that sound, sis? How does that sound?
You sound crazy.
Together.
But yeah, so we hope to hear from you guys soon, and be on the lookout for what's more to come.
See you in season 2.